at it again.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Lewis Murphy does a good job blocking, and then it's all Kittle. See, this ball's coming out quick. Bang, he's open. Now go. Watch Lewis Murphy get in the way of the defender there. Just enough. Gets him off balance. Kittle puts that shoulder down, runs him over, and scoots into the end zone.
Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, KGYM's historic main gym frequency, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock tonight, and it's not often that I say this, but we got a great show for you today. We actually do, and this is going to be a good one. Maybe there's a little bit of a hint of who we're talking to there in the open of the program. That's right, former Hawkeye tight end and current San Francisco 49er George Kittle will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com today. Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is with us in hour number two. Lots of Hawkeye football news to get to today. We've even promised Jeremiah 90 NASCAR seconds at the end of his segment, because Jeremiah is a big race fan as well. More to get to. We've got audio today from Brian Ferentz as well as Phil Parker, even a special guest appearance by the head coach himself, Kirk Ferentz, in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes getting ready for that opener September 2nd against Wyoming, and they will do so without a key contributor. More on that in just a few seconds. We've got four wristbands today to give away between now and 7 o'clock tonight for Fry Fest. You may say, why do I need a wristband for Fry Fest? Isn't it free? Well, it is most of the events, but I'm talking about getting you in to the post-Fry Fest concert with the Pork Tornadoes. They're coming your way tonight before 7 o'clock. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and I anticipate it will be very busy today because there is a ton of stuff to talk about. Let's go ahead and dive in first with the major story surrounding the Iowa football program today, and that's the fact that with Wyoming looming just a week and a half away on the schedule, and the Cowboys bringing with them to Kinnick Stadium Josh Allen, who's widely regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in college football, most likely going to be a top five, maybe even a number one pick in the next NFL draft. And a key member of your defensive backfield isn't going to be on the field against him in the opener. Manny Rugumba, outstanding as a true freshman last year, suspended by Kirk Ferentz for one game for violating team rules. And all of a sudden, that game, which Iowa is heavily favored in, does get just a little bit more interesting. Because, Alex, when you take a look at the depth chart, I know they listed Cedric Boswell as the backup to Rugumba at right corner on Media Day, but it looks like Michael Ojemudia is going to slide in at right corner. He was listed as the backup to Josh Jackson at left corner. So now you're looking at a defensive backfield that not only does it lack Desmond King, it lacks Greg Maben. Those guys are both chasing NFL dreams right now. It's going to lack Brandon Snyder at safety because he's recovering from an ACL injury. And now you are without Manny Rugumba, who, look, I think this kid is going to have a big sophomore season, but it's going to be an abbreviated one because he's not going to be able to play in the opener. What does this do, in your opinion, to Iowa's defensive backfield with Josh Allen, who I still think a lot of people in this neck of the woods aren't very familiar with him? He draws a lot of comparisons to Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz at North Dakota State, Craig Bohl at Wyoming helped build that North Dakota State program using a similar system.
It just casts more doubt. It creates more doubt in the minds of Hawkeye fans as to what they're going to see from this team in week one against a not-so-normal week one opponent. I know that they played Illinois State a couple of years ago, and there were a lot of questions as to what that game was going to look like. I know Illinois State was a highly ranked FCS team. This is a highly ranked group of five team. So a step up with, like you said, one of the more talented, still unproven, but one of the more talented quarterbacks in college football. And Kirk Ferentz at Media Day mentioned this. He said, we're very young on the perimeter. And that means at the wide receiver position, which has been well documented, but he also went out of his way to say, we're very young in the secondary as well. And I think a lot of people glossed over that because you knew that Josh Jackson was coming back and you knew that Manny Rugumba, who had a very, very good freshman season when he was asked to play, was coming back. So even though they lost Greg Maben, who didn't play much of the year last year anyway, and Desmond King, there was still a little bit of hope that there was some talent back there. You didn't see a lot of it, but you saw a little enough of it to know that there was talent returning in the secondary, and now you lose arguably your best cornerback. So you're talking about an offense with a new quarterback, a wide receiver group that is completely unproven, and now a secondary that's going to be without its best cornerback against a very highly touted NFL prospect at quarterback. It just makes that game even more, I think, scary for Iowa fans.
64-39 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. So instead of winning by 30 points, UI will only win by 27, right? There's either sarcasm in there or a bit of truth. I'd sift through and see if we got a text last year before the North Dakota State game to figure that out.
I already know that we did.
Well, we got plenty of them from other people. I was talking about that particular texture. Okay. Speaking of, you can use the text line as well, 319-366-1600. This is going to be interesting moving forward. Now, here's the deal with Wyoming. They've got Josh Allen. Iowa should be able to run the ball all over them. And I would think Iowa wins that opener hands down, but stranger things have happened before. It's why they play the games. And for everybody that has said, look, how many times have we done this with Iowa in non-conference games? They needed two blocked field goals in 2009 to beat UNI. They lost to North Dakota State last year. Fingers crossed that that's sarcasm there. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. Now, I mentioned that it's a really busy day. It says a Tuesday, the 22nd of August, and here are all of the other things going on. We're 12 minutes into the program, and here's what we've got. You've got a report from John Rothstein at CBS Sports that the Big Ten is looking at going, not this coming season, obviously, but next season, to a 20-game Big Ten conference schedule in hoops. Wisconsin, as we hinted at the pre-open, whatever you want to call that. I don't know what we term that. Alex puts my microphone on. I try to say something witty. 9 times out of 10, I fall flat on my face. Wisconsin has added another marquee non-conference home-and-home series. They're going to go to the Rose Bowl in 2029 to play UCLA, and then the Bruins are going to come to Camp Randall Stadium in 2030. So that's what, number three for Wisconsin? We already talked about Notre Dame. They've played LSU.
Alabama. Arizona State.
They just announced, well, that was the Notre Dame, but now UCLA as well. Peter Jok has signed a partially guaranteed contract with the Phoenix Suns in the NBA. That's going to guarantee him a G League stay. And the Iowa baseball team was in action this morning at 5:30 a.m. Central Time, and they beat the tar out of Russia 13-3. They wound up invoking the run rule in that contest, and that is buried way down on those. By the way, I have a feeling, I'm looking out the window here, our recently cleaned window at the KGYM studios, and I have a major thank you to say, I think BJ and Marion came through with Mama's fresh tortillas. And not not a lick too soon, because tonight is fajita night at home.
You can have them all, Todd.
Well, I'll share the wealth. I love our listeners. BJ and Marion knows that I love food more. And so combining a little bit of both there. Thank you. And thank you, Mama BJ. We appreciate it as well. Let's go to the phone lines, 319-366-1600. We have a veritable cornucopia today, so I have no idea where Sonny wants to start. But it looks like he wants to start with the Hawkeyes. Sonny, what's up?
Oh, man, there's so much to do with the Hawkeyes today. It's a platter of choices. Peter Jok, things that can't be discounted about NBA players, free throws. Kids, if you can make free throws, you stand a shot at getting a spot on a roster that maybe you otherwise wouldn't get. So that's pretty awesome. With regards to Manny Rigamba on the outside getting suspended, and then looking at Wisconsin scheduling these games, I have never been comfortable with Iowa in the early parts of the season. We are a team that has empirically gotten better as each season goes on. It is a rare Hawkeye team that gets worse as the season goes on, and it is also a rare Hawkeye team that looks great out the gate. So, if you want to start scheduling SEC teams for the first game of the year, yes, you'll get a lot of press, but my fear is that you'll get a lot of press showing Iowa just getting absolutely trounced. And, man, you're not wrong about us being young on the outside. Let's hope that that gets shored up pretty quickly.
Sonny, we appreciate the phone call. You can follow him, as always, 319-366-1600. Okay, I ran down everything that's going on today. What do you think people are talking about on the text line right now? Which one of those subjects do you think people are either complaining about or trying to take to the next level on the text line? Rigamba, the Big Ten schedule, Wisconsin and UCLA, Peter Jok, or Iowa baseball beating Russia?
I am guessing they want to talk about Wisconsin and scheduling.
Yes! Yes! We could have... Look, keep doing this. I don't care if it's Wisconsin, Purdue, Minnesota. As long as these other teams keep doing it, and Iowa doesn't, it's just going to be like the Springfield tire fire, which I referenced earlier today on Twitter, and I don't even remember why. It was something to do with Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Wisconsin is doing what it needs to do to be a nationally relevant brand. They're playing UCLA. They get to go to the Rose Bowl in 2029. And then UCLA makes a return trip to Camp Randall in 2030. And again, and I've said it before, and I don't want to belabor the point because it just feels sometimes in this business like you're doing the same show over and over and over again, and this is one of those points. You're either out in front of this or you're way behind it. And Wisconsin is on the cutting edge here. And I know people are saying 2029, 2030, you don't know who's coaching the team. You don't know how good you're going to you don't know how far off you're going to be. None of that matters. What matters is that you're laying the groundwork. And good on Wisconsin, because it's another feather in Barry Alvarez's cap. And you are either taking a step forward or you're standing still. And in college football, I don't think you want to be standing still in 2017.
You don't. And I think the point about Barry Alvarez is an interesting one. And I think 1955 on the text line nails that point home. The Badgers are fighting to be recognized as a nationally ranked team, as a nationally accredited team. Unfortunately, the national college football media doesn't focus on the Big Ten a lot, so Wisconsin is taking things into their own hands. They're not complacent in wanting to be just a middle of the road or upper echelon Big Ten team. They want to be known around the country as a team that can compete with the best teams in the country. And they have shown that if you go out and schedule good teams in the non-conference, you only have to win one out of every 4 years. Last year, they beat LSU. The year, 3 years before that, they lost to Alabama twice, and they lost to LSU. They won one of the four games, and all of a sudden, their brand gets nationally known as a top 15 program. They're coming into the season as heavy favorites in the Big Ten West, which they should, and they're in the top 15 in both the AP and the coaches' poll. All of a sudden, you're talking about Wisconsin as perennially a top 10 contender. They weren't complacent in saying, okay, we're going to just be an 8-9-win team. We're going to go out and challenge ourselves. We're going to take care of business in the Big Ten, and they've won bowl games. And those last two, the first and the last thing, are something that Iowa has not done recently, and that is kind of keeping them from taking that next step from a good program to a program that is nationally recognized.
Thank you, 3504 on the text line, too. I completely neglected to mention that the Iowa football team also picked up a major commitment today from a four-star cornerback by the name of DJ Johnson. And recruiting is starting to pick up for the Hawkeyes moving forward. That is a very, very good get. I have a feeling we'll talk a little bit about it on Friday with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, who's going to be joining the program on Fridays. We've got, just as a reminder, former Hawkeye tight end Scott Chandler will be with us as well. That'll be coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire from 4 until 7. Stop on in. We'll have some great prizes for you. It's 421. I want to, during the break, I'll sift through the text line here and I'll see which ones we can bring on the air and which ones we can't. But when we come back, and I got to say, we've had a really tremendous run of great guests in the last, let's call it a month, month and a half on this program. We got George Kittle today coming up in 10 minutes. When we come back, I'm going to blow the lid off the announcement that was teased on the gym class today. We have perhaps one of the biggest guests that we've ever had on this program joining us next week. And no, it's not going to be PJ Fleck again. I promise you that.
Is it Ric Flair?
It's not Ric Flair either. Look, we'll come back. We'll tell you who's going to be on the program with us next week. Kyle's going to have your first big board update, and I'm going to go check out these tortillas. It's 422. More of the Todd Bromelkamp Show to come after this.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Pet Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop in and congratulate Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate on 70 years in business. One of them is always there. Where would the Cubs be without Anthony Rizzo? A stalwart in the team's lineup since coming over in a trade with the San Diego Padres for right-hander Andrew Cashner in January of 2012, Rizzo was named the National League Player of the Week for the second time this season Monday after enjoying a scorching seven-day stretch of games. The first baseman hit .429 with two homers and 13 runs batted in, driving in five of those runs last Monday against Cincinnati. Speaking of the Reds, they're up on the schedule again this week as the Cubs head to the Queen City for a three-game set beginning tonight at Great America Ballpark. John Lackey draws the start in the first game of the series opposite right-hander Homer Bailey. Bailey struck out 10 Cubs last Wednesday in a no decision at Wrigley Field. After three in Cincinnati, the Cubs head east to take on the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hass. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With Advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
I love moving parts. Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show on a Tuesday, a little bit just shy of 4:30. We were going to have George Kittle with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. I saw a very concerned Kyle Mann through the recently cleaned glass at the KGYM studios, and that's because he's got the San Francisco 49ers public relations intern or whoever makes the phone calls out there in the Bay Area on the other line with him. And during the break, they asked if we could push George back to 5:30 today. That's 5:30 Central Time. And we said, absolutely. We didn't have another guest booked there. So if you're tuning into the program or you've been listening and you're hoping to hear from George Kittle, we still have him today. But something has come up with the 49ers and they're hoping to push him back and we're accommodating. Speaking of guests, and I don't want to tease this out any longer, although if you follow me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, and if you're on Twitter, why wouldn't you be following me? Well, there's a number of reasons, because I don't just stick to sports, so I don't begrudge anybody for following me, unfollowing me, muting me, whatever. If you follow me on Twitter, you know already about this because I shared the information earlier today. But next Thursday on the program, we got him, Kurt Warner. The Cedar Rapids native, former UNI Panther, and new member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, is going to be right here on this very program. You just keep pushing buttons. I want to push the most random thing. Do we still have the... Okay, there we go. That's going to be, with Kittle not with us at 4:30, maybe we do 20 minutes of just hitting random buttons on the board.
That would be really awful, but I would enjoy it.
No.
How about...
Yes! Don't... Yes! Yes!
See, that sounds like a challenge. And if you challenge me to take this show in an awful direction, I could do it. I could do it in a heartbeat, but I won't. So Kurt Warner is going to be with us after a long, protracted... And this is the beauty of this. You never know what's going to pay off for you. And he's going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about a program that U.S. Cellular is doing where they're looking for most valuable high school coaches across the country. And, you know these interviews, if you've listened to any of the national programs, you talk with somebody for 10 minutes, and you give them 9 minutes about what you want to talk about. And then at the end, you go, hey, by the way, I know you're joining us to talk about this today, so have at it. You may remember last year, when the APC was on the air, Tyler and I talked with Barry Alvarez, who, by the way, I have a very disturbing story about Barry Alvarez and fashion that I don't know whether I'll get to here, but you mentioned Alvarez earlier when we were talking about Wisconsin and UCLA, and I go...
Are you talking about his shoe selection?
Yeah, I know, and I'll get to that. It's not his shoe selection, it's how he wears them. But anyway, we had Barry Alvarez last year, and... Of course, we're going to have him. He's on the College Football Playoff Committee, and he's the AD at Wisconsin, and he's got Iowa ties. And I said, he's interesting. Let's put him on. And lo and behold, Kurt Warner is doing the same promotional stuff this year. And the guy remembered that we had Barry Alvarez last year because how many stations turned him down trying to get Barry Alvarez on? We took Barry Alvarez, and voila. It's Kurt Warner this year, and the guy goes, plus I remembered that he's from Cedar Rapids. So we're going to get 10 minutes with Kurt Warner next week, and I will try to make it the best 10 minutes that we can ever have with Kurt Warner. Alex, I'm going to put the parameters down here now. On a scale of 1 to 10, how fanboy are you going to be with Kurt Warner? I'll allow it. I think you get to be a fanboy with him.
I'll be right in the middle. 5.
Dial it. Okay.
Yeah,
dial
I'm going to be like 5. I was with James Laurinaitis. All okay. Professional. Maybe
you were professional.
Until the end.
And then the, yeah, well, hey, I'll take it. Kyle is here with us in the seat. He's been busy. I feel some guilty sometimes. We make Kyle work so hard getting guests for the program, but it is part of his job. That and minding the tortillas. They smell, they look good.
So good.
Okay.
They smell.
BJ, if you're listening, do those things need to be refrigerated? Because Kyle's just got them sitting on the desk right now. Kyle's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, the sponsor once again for this year's Fry Fest.
Kirk Ferentz announced this morning that defensive back Manny Rugumba will be sitting out the season opener against Wyoming because of a one-game suspension as a result of an off-season violation of team rules. Ferentz suggested the team has been aware of the suspension for some time and has been preparing replacements throughout camp. Senior linebacker Josie Jewell was named a preseason first-team All-American by the Associated Press today, marking his second first-team All-America distinction to go along with a handful of watch lists. Iowa also landed a commitment today from 2018 defensive back DJ Johnson out of Indiana. He's a four-star and the state's top-ranked cornerback, according to 24/7, and he chose Iowa over an offer from Notre Dame. The Iowa baseball team run-ruled Team Russia this morning, winning 13-3 in seven innings and clinching a spot in the medal round. Iowa's first three batters, Chris Whalen, Ben Norman, and Robert Nystrom, combined to go 8-for-13 with 9 RBI and 3 runs, including 4 RBI for Whalen and 2 triples from Nystrom. Iowa's next game is tonight against Japan at 10 p.m. The Colonels are 8-2 since number one overall pick Royce Lewis was promoted to Cedar Rapids, and they'll look to take that momentum on the road tonight against Kane County. It'll be Brian Sammons on the hill for the Colonels and Connor Gray for the Cougars beginning at 6:30. The Twins and White Sox had a late night last night, squeezing in and splitting a doubleheader on a rainy day in Chicago. We've got them again tonight after the show with Minnesota's Kyle Gibson against Lucas Giolito in his White Sox debut. And that'll get started at 7:10 on 107.5 FM, The North, Jim.
You know why the Russians got beat so bad today by the Iowa baseball team?
Because they were just hacking at the ball?
Gosh, dang it. I can't get anything past you.
Oh.
More of the Todd Bromwell Camp show on the way after this.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
App or Apple Podcasts.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. An MRI on the sprained ankle of Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was negative. X-rays on receiver Brandon Marshall's shoulder, negative. Both are listed as day-to-day. NFL Players Union President Eric Winston says the league can't afford to have another lockout when the CBA expires in 2021, but he thinks it's inevitable. Winston tweeted today, if the league locks out players like it did in 2011 or overlooks the health risk to players, then it's signaled it's not worried about the game in 20 to 30 years. Baseball, all-star reliever Andrew Miller, a key in helping the Indians get to the World Series last October, placed on the DL for the second time in 20 days with patellar tendonitis in his right knee. Dodgers lefty Alex Wood told reporters he's heading to the DL with shoulder inflammation. ESPN Scott Lauber reporting, effective next season, Major League Baseball intends to implement a universal code of conduct for fans who attend games. The issue arose after a May 1st incident where Orioles outfielder Adam Jones was berated with racial taunts at Fenway Park in Boston. The NFL, NBA, and NHL already have policies regarding fan conduct.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light.
And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Metro PCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. get two lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get two free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. Video streams at up to 480p. Top 3% of customers using greater than 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. No tether. See store for details and terms and conditions.
I modified my wristwatch so that it always reads game time. Every memo I write at the office is written on poster board, and you can read it from 100 yards away. My heckling once made an umpire reverse the call. Granted, he may have come to the conclusion on his own, but I'd like to believe it was me. Why? Because I live to see my team live.
Sports fans, there's no better place to get tickets for sports, concerts, theater, and more than at VividSeats.com and the Vivid Seats app.
This week, tune in to the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss...
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper!
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo!
Sorry, Finey. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some at your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it!
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave!
4:35, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhner, producer Kyle Mann. We have had our hands full today, hands full of delicious homemade tortillas, that is. More on that coming up in just a little bit. A reminder, we still have four wristbands for Fry Fest that are going to get you into a lot of the activities, including the post-Fry Fest concert with the Pork Tornadoes. We'll hand those out before 7 o'clock tonight. Lots of stuff to get into. Great reaction on the text line about Kurt Warner joining us on Thursday. That's going to take a little bit of work to figure out how we maximize our 10 minutes with Kurt. But we also have for you something coming up, which we need your help on tomorrow and Thursday. And that's the fact that our fantasy football expert of ESPN.com, Tristan Cockcroft, who once again is joining us courtesy of Imon Communications this season. They cover all things fantasy football related, including our listener league, which I still have to make sure that the idea about the team names and everything is kosher, which I didn't get a chance to do that today because a lot of stuff going on. Tristan is traveling this week, and so he would normally be with us on Wednesdays. He can do an availability on Thursday, but he can't do it between 4 and 7. So as Alex and I were talking earlier today, and I said, well, how do we approach this? Because a lot of people are having their fantasy football drafts either this week or sometime next week, and it was either we don't have him on until next Wednesday, or we have him on and we give as much people his information as possible. So here's what we're going to do. Tristan is actually going to join Alex and Kyle on Thursday. I have a previously scheduled day off. You have to say that 25 times in this business, otherwise somebody will think that you got fired or suspended. So it's a previously scheduled vacation day. I'm spending it with my son before things get completely crazy with football. You guys are going to talk to Tristan on Thursday earlier in the day. And because of that, we still want to have the interactive ability of that segment. So either today or tomorrow, we're going to take your fantasy football questions for Tristan ahead of time at 366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, or you can email them to me at todd@kgymradio.com, and then Alex and Kyle will get your questions answered for you, and then you can listen on Thursday to what Tristan had to say. That's the best way that we can do it this week moving forward. He'll be with us live every Wednesday, as he has been for the last couple years, answering your fantasy football questions. So get those questions in either today or tomorrow, and then the guys will sit down and figure out, okay, there's 20 here about Ezekiel Elliott and what you should do with him. So here's, well, you know, one question's going to get asked, and that way it's a little bit more streamlined and they're not doubling up. But I feel as if I'm doing a major disservice here by alluding to the Barry Alvarez footwear situation and not elaborating on the story. For those of you who are just joining us, by the way, perhaps looking for George Kittle. He has been moved back to 5:30 by our friends in San Francisco. He was supposed to be with us right now. We'll talk with him at 5:30 instead. We'll hear a little bit coming up from offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz and defensive coordinator Phil Parker. They met with the media earlier today in Iowa City. But Barry Alvarez does something that I don't know whether he gets a pass on it because he's rich and successful. And if there's one thing that I think a lot of people understand about how things work, it's when you have success and money on your side, you can decide to do whatever you want. You can wear a bad toupee. And he gets a pass on it because he's rich. You can wear obnoxiously loud clothing like John Daly. Oh, yeah, he's got money. He's successful. He gets a pass on it. You and I try to pull any of that garbage off, and people are like, no, stop. Who are you? Barry Alvarez does something that I find extremely disturbing. He wears loafers, dress shoes, with no socks, and suit pants. And he oftentimes sits in a manner where his legs are dangling. And I don't know, it's just, it's not a good look. It would be a terrible look on me. It would be a bad look on you or Kyle. And it doesn't really look good on Barry Alvarez, but he gets a pass because no one's going to say anything to him because he's rich and successful. People are scared to tell rich and successful people you look like a clown. That's basically what it boils down to. You've seen it. I know you have because you knew exactly where I was going with this.
There are two things here. First of all, wearing loafers without socks,
they're not
pretty gross.
They're not Sperry's. They're not Doc shoes. They're actual honest-to-God, like penny loafers.
That would stink those things up beyond repair. That's first and foremost.
Well, you put them in the freezer. I learned that from somebody I used to work with. Put your stinky shoes in the freezer, and it keeps
the odor down. It eliminates the odor.
I wouldn't say it eliminates the odor. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, no, I really don't think it's a good look. Now, if you're wearing shorts, that's different. But he is wearing a full-on suit, and a blue suit at that. You weren't a huge fan of the all-blue suit either.
Well, it was just two shades darker than a Smurf, I think. I mean, it wasn't like your traditional navy blue. It was, wow, that's blue. Which for Barry was a really weird look because normally he's wearing the Wisconsin red. And that's your Barry Alvarez shoe corner for a Tuesday, August 22nd. Join us next week when we'll be talking about the footwear of Purdue coach Jeff Brohm.
Did you pitch this to sales?
No, but if there is a shoe company out there that would like to, then we can have a segment on this program where we talk about people's footwear choices. And I would be absolutely fine with that. 319-366-1600. 8636, no sock loafers and sweats is some low-level Sopranos henchman nightmare. It's not sweats. I don't know if Barry Alvarez owns a tracksuit. Because then you would be in Sopranos territory. I bet he does, but he doesn't wear it publicly. Barry's a good dresser. Barry's got that look. Now, he does look, it's not the Sopranos, but for the longest time, people have referred to him as Clemenza behind his back because he looks a little bit like the character from The Godfather. And now that you've heard me say that, the next time that you see Barry Alvarez or you watch The Godfather, you will never look at him or watch that movie the same again without thinking of the other person. 319-366-1600. Again, a great show for you today. Lots to get to. The Iowa baseball team, as we mentioned, just completely clobbering Russia, 13-3. That's got to be tough on those guys. 5:30 in the morning, your biological clock. It's 5:30 in the morning in Iowa City, Iowa, and you're playing a baseball game. But Sammy Lizarraga, the Cedar Rapids native, tremendous. I think he had 7 strikeouts over 5 1/3 innings. We're talking a little bit about Barry Alvarez today because Wisconsin announced that they're playing UCLA in a home-and-home football series beginning in 2029 at the Rose Bowl. And, of course, we are talking Iowa football today and the news that Manny Rugumba is suspended for the home opener, the season opener, next Saturday against the Wyoming Cowboys for violating team rules. And Kirk Ferentz has known about this for a while, I was told. And I got a little curious because I remember he was asked about Manny Rugumba at Media Day. So I went to VoiceTheHawkeyes.com and I pulled up the transcript of the Media Day news conference. And there was a question in which he's asked about Manny Rugumba. And the answer is three paragraphs. And the final two paragraphs are about Josh Jackson. So I'm wondering if this hasn't, if he hasn't known about this for quite a while, not just the last week or so. But Manny Rugumba got valuable experience late last year. How do you think that will help catapult him to be on the field? And he answers it, and then the next paragraph, but there's a lot of upside for him right now getting out on the field and doing some good things. Josh Jackson has done the same thing. And then he goes on about Josh Jackson. So Kirk was asked about one of the corners and then did an about-face. 319-366-1600. It's a setback. It's going to hurt them a little bit. The question is how much, and can Iowa be defeated by one person, and that one person is Josh Allen? And I think that's the question to ask here, because Iowa for years under Kirk Ferentz has lived and died by making its opponent one-dimensional. Like, if you've got the passing attack, they know that they're going to get their yards through the air, so you clamp down and you don't let them move the ball on the ground at all. And so they know what's coming. They'll game plan for it. They know that they're going to probably have to give up some yards through the air, but you stop everything else, force them to be one-dimensional, focus a little bit on that area that makes them successful, and more oftentimes than not, the results are good. By the way, I think Akram Wadley and James Butler should be able to run all over Wyoming. So I wouldn't lose any sleep over Rugumba being suspended, but every year you have people that look past some of these non-conference games, and I'm not so sure Wyoming is a team that you look past right now, because they've got a really solid coach in Craig Bohl, and they've got a guy who very well could be the number one overall pick in the draft next year in Josh Allen. Now, it doesn't mean he's the best college football player.
I think that's the big distinction
right to
make.
He's not the best college football player. He may not even be in the Heisman Trophy final discussion, the guys who get to go to New York. But we all know the NFL evaluates talent differently. And just look at Desmond King for that, who, by the way, is doing really well in Los Angeles with the Chargers, even though all of the talk about Desmond King was negative going into the draft, and he fell to the Chargers in the fifth round. So keep an eye on that situation moving forward as he continues to make teams look absolutely foolish for passing on him for four rounds.
Did you see Pro Football Focus gave him the second highest grade, and I believe the game ball in the second preseason game of the year? He has an interception in both games, and looks like he probably will be the starting nickel corner come week one, with the versatility to play outside and the versatility to play the free safety position. So there are times where I look at the NFL and kind of wonder what they're looking at. What about Desmond King was made him fall from a possible first-round pick to a fifth-round pick, and I can't really figure it out. And he's another one where he steps into a preseason, a training camp, and I think he's a starter, could be a starter right away.
We caught up with Desmond last week. The podcast is available online, kgumradio.com. By the way, a poll question for you today at kgumradio.com has to do with the announcement that, it's not an announcement, CBS Sports, John Rothstein is reporting that the Big Ten is going to go next season to a 20-game conference schedule. And our poll question today asks what you would like to see at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Better non-conference games, more Big Ten games, or why can't we have both? Because what that's going to do, and we'll touch on this in a little bit later on, maybe even in hour number three, because we're so packed now with moving George Kittle to 5:30. But what you're going to see is a weaker non-conference schedule, because you're going to be playing a couple more Big Ten games, and you're probably still going to do the exempt tournaments elsewhere, neutral site games against better opponents, the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Maybe this affects that. I don't know. Or the Gavitt games with the Big East. I don't know. But something's going to have to give, and it's going to be somewhere in the non-conference schedule for Big Ten teams if this does, in fact, become a reality moving forward. So check out the poll question and give us your input. And most importantly, check out Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And thank you once again to BJ. The tortillas are in the refrigerator. He says, refrigerate them now. Warm them up for 15 seconds when you're ready to eat them. The three individual bags were labeled thusly. President of the Doug and Daddy fan club. And I would assume that that's maybe me. One of them said, a Cardinals suck. I believe
I think that's Kyle's.
I believe that's you. No, because the third and final bag of tortillas said, new guy. Well, it's not the world's...
I'm just glad that I'm no longer the new guy.
It's not the world's greatest nickname.
A year and a half.
It's not
me.
You know, Fred Garr was Roadrunner. You had Jimmy Wynn, who was the toy cannon. One of my favorites from the 80s in Major League Baseball, Jeffrey Leonard, was referred to, not often, but as old penitentiary face. And new guy. Not the greatest nickname, and I don't think it's going to stick.
I think it's better than old penitentiary face, though.
Kyle says you can call him anything you want as long as he gets his bag of fresh tortillas from BJ's mom. So thank you very much, BJ and Marion. 319-366-1600 if you're trying to bribe your way into the Listener Fantasy Football League. By the way, that's not working for you. Can't do it. Otherwise, we'd have tortillas upon tortillas at the KGYM studios. 366-1600, we mentioned the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That is good news, by the way, for Peter Jock. The partially guaranteed deal with the Phoenix Suns. He gets a G League contract and a chance to stay stateside because he feels that he was asked this, and more power to him, because we've had Pete on the program before. He joined us in person at Coach's Corner before he left for the NBA draft, before the NBA draft, I should say. A very confident young man, and he had plenty of offers to play in Europe, and he said, I took the partially guaranteed deal with the Phoenix Suns because I know I can play in the NBA. And he's going to get an opportunity in the G League. I still don't want to call it that.
That's not one of those two-way contracts, is it? Where it's
so confusing to me, the NBA contract structure.
And it's changed. It has clearly changed this offseason with the addition of the two-way contract where a guy can get a decent amount of money for playing in the G League. That has not been the case prior to this year.
BJ also says you can freeze the tortillas if you don't use all of them this week. And that's been Tortilla Corner, brought to you by, our friends from Z102.9 are at the Poncheros in Iowa City today because it's Dollar Burrito Day.
They get to have all the fun.
Which is, if you're a college student, I can understand standing in line.
I never did. It was just
for a dollar. But they didn't even, I don't think they did that when I was a student at Iowa.
People.
I'm getting old, man. Back in my day, they didn't even have dollar burritos. 4:53. We'll step aside, take a quick break. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Coming up in hour number two, we got Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette and George Kittle, now with the San Francisco 49ers. More of the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
If he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. Here at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're kicking off football season in a huge way. Here's how. You come to Siebke Hoyt Jewelers for our big kickoff sale on Friday, August 25th through Sunday, August 27th. And you save up to 25% on that engagement ring, anniversary band, or that big pair of diamond studs you've always wanted. Plus, there'll be tailgating food and chances to win game tickets. Then, you go home a very happy person. Then you turn on the TV and watch the Iowa versus Wyoming game. And if the home team returns the opening or halftime kickoff for a touchdown, your jewelry is free. Yeah, if he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. So, you could save up to 25% on your purchase, and there's a chance you may get it free. It's the 6th annual kickoff sale at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, Friday, August 25th through Sunday, the 27th. We're Siebke Hoyt, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and loves football.
Iowa Hawkeye fans, this is Hayden Fry reminding you about this year's Fry Fest. Let's celebrate all that is Hawkeye together in Colville on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. Join Hawkeye fans and former athletes for this festive day-long black and gold celebration. See FryFest.com and join at Fry Fest in Colville on Friday of Labor Day weekend.
Presented by Midwest One Bank, Friday, September 1st.
Go Hawkeye.
Man, there is nothing that makes me more ready for football season than hearing Hayden Fry's voice. Go Hawks. 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We've got Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us next. We'll talk a little bit about what Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker had to say earlier today in Iowa City. But right now, we send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz announced this morning that defensive back Manny Rugumba will be sitting out the season opener against Wyoming because of a one-game suspension as a result of an off-season violation of team rules. Ferentz suggested the team has been aware of this suspension for some time and has been preparing replacements throughout camp. Senior linebacker Josie Jewell was named a preseason first-team All-American by the Associated Press today, marking his second first-team All-America distinction to go along with a handful of watch lists. Iowa also landed a commitment today from 2018 defensive back DJ Johnson out of Indiana. He's a four-star in the state's top-ranked cornerback, according to 24/7, and chose Iowa over an offer from Notre Dame. The Iowa baseball team run ruled Team Russia this morning, winning 13-3 in seven innings and clinching a spot in the medal round. Iowa's first three batters, Chris Whalen, Ben Norman, and Robert Nystrom, combined to go 8-for-13 with 9 RBI and 3 runs. Iowa's next game is tonight against Japan at 10 p.m. Central Time. The Colonels are 8-2 since number one overall pick Royce Lewis was promoted to Cedar Rapids, and they'll look to take that momentum on the road tonight against Kane County. It'll be Brian Sammons on the hill for the Colonels and Connor Gray for the Cougars beginning at 6:30. The Twins and White Sox had a late night last night, squeezing in and splitting a doubleheader on a rainy day in Chicago. We've got them again tonight after the show with Minnesota's Kyle Gibson taking on Lucas Giolito. That'll get started at 7:10 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Yeah, the Iowa baseball team representing Team USA and Taiwan clinching the berth in the medal rounds, and we'll see if we can check in with Rick Heller once they get back stateside, but that was an absolute tremendous showing by them today. I don't know about the level of competition the other countries are sending over there, but Iowa 2-0 so far in pool play. Jeremiah Davis, 90 NASCAR seconds, plus plenty of Hawkeye talk next.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumping.